ఆనుష్యం పార్థరామం అనిత్యం అపీయాధీయా పూర్ణం జతేత అనమిస్తు పతేత జావత్ నిశ్వేసార విషయా ఖలు సర్వత స్యాత్. వేదిక్ లిటరేచర్ ఇన్ఫార్మ్స్ that labdha sudhullamam idam, idam means this, this means this body, this opportunity, human form of life, develop consciousness, full facility. Animals, they have no facility, they are living in the jungle, but we can utilize this jungle, this forest, for so many comfortable situations. So we have got developed consciousness, intelligence, we can utilize. So it is called artharam. Artha. There are two meanings of artha. Arthashastra. Arthashastra means economics. How to increase wealth, that is called artha. So, arthadam, this human form of life can bestow upon you artha. Artha means something substantial. Generally we understand substantial means money. If somebody gets money, that is substantial for material, pampas, of course. But the real substantial thing is Krishna consciousness. That is real substance. The basic literature, Vedas, meaning when it is said, arthadam, in this life, you can achieve this substance. That substance means Krishna consciousness. Otherwise, taking it, substance means multimillionaire or millions of dollars. That is also artha, but anityam. That is anitya. That substance will not be carried by you. You have come here empty-handed from the womb of your mother. And when you leave this place, you will also go empty-handed. Not that because you have earned millions of dollars, Mr. Rockefeller, for you can carry this. No. The Rockefeller Center will remain there where it is. You have to go into it. When it is said arthadam, you can achieve the substance. That does not mean these artha, temporary, which will not be carried by me. It will be left behind. That is going on. I create something in this life as much as my, this body is created by the father and mother. Someday I also create, that creative energy is there in me because I am part and parcel of God. So God creates, I also create. That creative energy is in me. That's a very minute point. That creation is nothing in comparison with God's creation. God has created this whole universe. And what you can create? You can create as much a city like New York, that's all. You can create, that's all that. In that sense, you are God, that's all. part and parcel of God is also God, but small God. That's why you're hearing. There is gold. So, that gold is not to be equal to the gold mine. That gold mine is different. Therefore, the philosophy is simultaneously one and different. We are, every one of us, we are simultaneously one with God and different from God. One in quality. The quality of God is also in me. I am of the same quality. Just like a drop of seawater and the vast water, ocean. The quality, analytical, chemical composition is the same. But the quantity of component parts are different. This is called Achinta Viravetasa. Inconsciously, simultaneously, one and different. Mara philosophy, this says that we are God. Everyone is God. But we say, yes, everyone is God, but not that God, the Supreme God. Everyone is American, but not that American, like President Nixon. This common sense knowledge, the Mahavadianta, but that part, I am the same, so on, I am the same. How you are the same? If you are the same, why you are fallen in this condition? They will say, it is Maya, it is illusion. So why you are in illusion? If you are great, God is great, if you are that great, then why you are captured by illusion? Then illusion is great. Not God is great. This common sense philosophy, they do not understand. Therefore, my Guru Maharaj used to say, poor fund of knowledge. Whenever I used to Beijing, that is Mahavadi philosopher, he said, poor fund of knowledge. So this is the opportunity to you are part and parcel of God. Don't try to become artificially like God. That is not possible. That will be simply waste of energy. This is Maya. Everyone under the spell of Maya. They are working very hard. Why? Everyone is trying to become God. I shall be the great man of this country, or my country shall be the greatest country in the world. That means the God is great and everyone is trying to be great like that. That is competition. So you are trying, I am trying, he is trying, everyone is trying, therefore there is competition, there is trouble, there is anxiety. This is karma. But our Bhagavad philosophy says, that don't try artificially in that way. Better remain what you are. Better remain, just like the same example, if you want to be the greatest man in your country, just like President Nixon, well, you have to work very hard. And that is also for temporary. If you finish within 5 years, then you are ordinary man again. So, better remain in your own capacity and try to become Krishna conscious or God conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommends this process. That is, don't try artificially to become God the great. It is not first. Simply wakes up. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that Jnani Priyasam Udupasta Namantaiva. It is not the statement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is the statement of Bhagavad, but he quoted this. His disciple, Ramananda Rai, quoted this while discussing what is the objective of human life. So he recommends this object. What is that? Jnani Priyasam Udupasa Namantaiva. Don't try to be puffed up artificially by your speculative knowledge that you are the same God. Don't try for it. If you actually want to be happy, and if you want, actually want to be God-realized or Krishna-conscious person, then the first thing is that you give up this nonsense habit by speculation you want to be God. Papa, but you are not God. You are God qualitatively, not quantitatively. Why don't you understand? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Jnani Priyasam, Jnani is the empiric philosophers, they simply speculate, and try to prove that I am. That means āsuri bhāvamāsrita. The atheist says that there is no God. And here the Mahāvādī philosophy says, yes, there is God, but that God has. Yes. It is the same thing. Atheist. He is also denying that there is no separate God. That atheistic philosophy, like Buddha philosophy, there is no God. But Buddha himself is God. That is another Bhagavad interpretation is, that is, cheating the atheist first. The atheist, they say, there is no God. And Lord Buddha says, yes, there is no God. But you follow me. But he is God. Kesava Bhita Buddha Sarira Jaya Jagadisha. So, Bhagavad therefore says, Sanmohaya Srodhi. It is something like that. A naughty boy does not want to go to school. So somebody, some friend says, yes, you don't go to school. Alright, you sit down. Now, what is this? This is cow. What is this? This is leg. Can you count? Well, how many legs are there? Yes, one, two, three. So, what is this? Alright, it's a dog. Okay. So, the boy satisfied that I'm not going to school. This gentleman is very nice. I didn't want to go to school, and he said, yes, don't go to school. But, you sit down here. What is this? This is cow. And what is this? This is cow's leg. What is this? One leg, two legs. That means he's being educated. But he does not know. He says that the Lord Buddha's philosophy is like that. The atheistic people, they are against God. Yes, there's no God. But he just takes this philosophy, ahimsa, don't kill animals. That means if they stop animal killing, then one day they will be able to understand what is God. Someday. Because so long one is accustomed to kill animals, he'll never be able to understand what is God. That is Buddha's philosophy. he situated the atheistic people on the line of understanding God. So this is in one way cheating. But this cheating is not cheating. Just like father or guardian sometimes cheats the young boy. That is not cheating, that is called good. But actually, if you take behavior, it is something like cheating. So the Mahavad philosophy, this Buddha philosophy is also another Mahavad philosophy, and both of them are on the face value atheistic, denying the existence of God. One is saying there is no God, another is saying it is impossible in this way. But our philosophy is neither atheistic nor impossible. It is directly first. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Directly we say there is no Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita says, Matta Parataro Nasti. There is nobody greater than. If God is there, how anybody can be greater than him? It is right. Matta Parataro Nasti. There is nothing more greater than him. I am Sarvasva. I am the origin of everything. Vedanta Sutra says, Brahma, the Supreme Absolute Truth, is the source of everything. And here is the direct answer by Krishna. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the source of everything. So we follow this philosophy. Krishna consciousness moment means we directly take Bhagavad Gita as the evidence of existence of God. And if you want to know God, you cannot know God by speculation. He's so great. He's so unlimited. And we have got limited senses, limited capacities. It is not possible. Simply, we can understand God by the mercy of God. So here is the mercy of God, Krishna. He himself speaking about himself. Lord God. God is speaking about himself. You haven't got to speculate. And he, by his pastimes, by his activities, he, what is that sound? By his activities, he proved himself that he is a complete God. From his childhood. So, Bhagavad said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that don't be situated in this speculative method. That you are God, you are something, there is no God, or I am God, this God, that one. Give up this kind. Give up this nonsense kind. There is God, and you are not God. You are God, per se, part and part. That's it. That's it. So, we have to give up this nonsense. Jnanetriyatam udapasya udapasya is give up. Then, what is next? Namanta eva just be sense. Don't be patta artificially. You are being slapped always by the laws of material nature. Don't think that you are independent. It is foolishness to say that I don't care for anything else. No, you have to care. You are being kicked every moment by the laws of nature. You should know it. You are not independent. Therefore, be namantayo, be samis. Namantayo, jnani prayasa namantayo, sanosaritana bhavadiyo bhata. And try to hear about the Supreme Law from the right source. Sat Mukharitan. Sat means eternal. And Mukharitan means speaking, coming out from the mouth of a person who is eternally situated. So who is eternally situated? Not this body. Eternally situated, I am real, I am the spirit soul. So the spirit soul can speak when he is Krishna conscious, otherwise he is Kala. His speaking call is stopped. That like an unconscious man is without any consciousness. But he has not the life, the soul is dead. Similarly, in the other species of life, although the soul is there, it is not, the soul is not speaking. The outer, the influence of the soul, what is this? That means the soul is not manifested there fully. Labdas Vilam, that is being manifested. From aquatic life to plant life, then insect life, then birds life, then beast life, at last human life. Out of human life there civilized life, uncivilized life, and out of the civilized life there are atheists and thieves, and those who are actually developed concepts, that is Krishna. The consciousness is developed from the lowest status of living condition, aquatic, then plants, trees, then insects, flying insects, then birds, then four-legged beasts, so many, then two hands, two legs, gorilla, and similarly human, uncivilized, then civilized, aliens, then Vedic knowledge. In this way, consciousness is increased. That is real evolutionary theory. Darwin has simply taken some imaginary. He might have taken from Padma Purana. Padma Purana, this has very nicely explained how many series of life are there. Galaya, they have given account. So many species in water. Galaya Navalapani, 900,000 species in water. Pavara Lakhavinsati, trees and plants, the 2 million. Exact number. Now if you are scientists, if you are botanists, if you are physiologists, you can try it and see. But these are already there. Mamsa Chaturlokhani, the human species are also 400,000. Out of these, the alien family, the civilized, and the alien families are understood to be the highest civilized